ask the Savior.
Oh, the Savior of mankind, please show us a sign.
To the designer of the human civilization that is established on the unity of Almighty Allah.
The light of Allah, you are our true God.
To the redeemer of human volition and thought.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim. Assalamu alaikum and a very warm welcome. You are listening to IRIB English Radio. This is The Last Savior. I'm your host, Zainab. And we have our special guest, Dr. Ali Alavi. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullah.
A very warm welcome, sir.
Thank you very much. It's a pleasure to be here.
Dr. Alavi is a scholar in the Hawza Ilmi of Qom and has expertise in the field of Mahdawiyyat. Yes, we have been discussing some of the important topics here. About the changes that are going to take place at the threshold of the advent of Imam. Well, Dr. Alavi, you discussed with us some individual changes, and we also discussed some societal changes on the cultural level. But there are definitely some more societal changes we would like to talk about and know more about them. So let me summarize the societal changes that you talked about on cultural level. You said the religious roots would be weak and there will be disobedience in the society and the governments will be oppressive and criminals and there would be men and women copying each other so much that it becomes hard to recognize who are men and who are women. So I would want you to give more lights on the societal changes.
So in the societal level, we have been talking about the kind of changes or transformations that we can see with regard to the cultural issues. And the kind of picture that has been depicted might be that much dark that we might ask ourselves that, okay, aren't there going to be any good person or any good people there?
Yeah, so, that's what I also have been thinking throughout this session, yeah.
And the Holy Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam actually gave us such a good news that there are some good ones.
He
tells Imam Ali Alayhi Salam, O Ali, know that the most astonishing people in faith and the greatest in conviction are those who, in the end of time, though they have not seen their prophet and their imam, remain hidden from them. Believe in that which is like black ink on a white page.
Okay.
Right? So, I mean, the Holy Prophet says, yes, true, that, I mean, the picture that, or the people, the environment, the atmosphere is that much dark.
Yeah.
But there are some ones. There are some people who have not yet seen any, they have not seen their prophet, they have not seen their imam, but they believe in that imam and prophet very strongly.
Yeah.
I mean, this strong belief is admired there by the Holy Prophet. So it gives us a sort of, let's say, incentive for us that, okay, alhamdulillah. So we have this chance to be among those who have kept their faith very firm and strong, and they are going to be among those who have been called strangers. I mean, strangers among those majority of people. Like,
yeah.
I mean, they are ghuraba. That is, إن الإسلام بدأ غريبا وسيعود كما بدأ فطوبى للغرباء. That is, Islam began as something strange and it will return to being strange just as it began. So glad tidings to the strangers. I mean, strangers in this sense. I mean, the ones who keep their faith and religion very firm and they actually believe in their prophet and they believe in their imam very strongly. But the second phase, the second level of these societal changes or transformations that we are going to talk about is the transformations in the level of society or the social sphere. Islam began as something in a state of isolation and it will return to bring
in
a state of isolation just as it began. So glad tidings to the strangers or to the ones who were in the status of isolation.
All right. So here Prophet is giving us the glad tidings because there are some still firm, even if Islam has returned to a kind of state of isolation. We'll discuss more with you after a short break. Dear listeners, don't go anywhere. Stay tuned.
Close the bright morning.
Welcome back. You are listening to IRIB English Radio. This is Last Savior, and we are discussing the societal changes before the advent of Imam. So, yes, Dr. Alvi, you had been helping us, for you said that Prophet has given glad tidings while in Visa. We saw a lot of changes, and we saw all of them were very, very negative. So is there a kind of hope that there are going to be some good people as well? You said Prophet has given us glad tidings on that note.
Very true. Yeah, we have been saying that, though, I mean, the picture that was given to us by the narrations and traditions from the threshold of the emergence of Mahdi alayhi salam, it's very dark. I mean, it seems to be very intense and even severe. But as at the same time, the Holy Prophet says that there are some people who keep their religion and faith very firm, and actually they are. He likened them belief as something which is like black ink on a white page.
Mm-hmm.
So why blank ink in the white page? Because it can be seen very vividly. I mean, they can. Yeah. I mean, their role is seen by others very clearly and vividly, and they actually complete the proof for the ones who are
out in the society.
Exactly, and for those who are after finding any proof to accept or to reject, I mean, they are a very strong proof. So, alhamdulillah, these people will be there. So now we have been talking about the cultural transformations in what? In the social level, in the societal level. Now, how about the societal or social transformation or social sphere itself? I mean, in the society itself, in the different classes of society, what kind of changes and transformations can we see there and can we witness there? So, I mean, what is the atmosphere like at the time of the, right before the advent of Imam Ali? So this is something that we need to discuss it now.
All right. So, what kind of changes are these?
The first is, I mean, there are some issues that we need to actually keep in mind that based on the hadith and narrations, these features have been mentioned for us, and we have been taught and we have been said that these signs will happen before the advent of Imam Ali Salam. The first is the pervasive spread of oppression. And then, inshallah, I shall discuss it in details. The second is the widespread chaos and great tribulations and fitness. The next would be the intense divisions among people. I mean, among different classes of people. Look, I mean, these issues, I'm just enumerating the list from the narrations, and then, inshallah, we get back to them, inshallah, to discuss them one by one.
One by one, yeah.
And then the despair and hopelessness of the people is the second thing that is another element or another factor that we have been said in the narrations and news that the situation would be like this at the time before the advent of Imam alayhi salam. Next would be a sense of helplessness among the people.
All right. So,
and also the last would be widespread mortality on the threshold of the appearance of Imam Mahdi alayhi salam.
All right. So you have listed some of the things that are going to happen. We will discuss them one by one. Let's take a short break here. The listeners, stay tuned. We're going to be back in a while.
مهدينا في الأزمان شع ضياءه ربنا في العالمين أفضع له نور أليق والظالم ابتده من أجل السالكين أهدى سنه
سنه. Welcome back. You're listening to IRIB English Radio. This is Last Savior, and we are discussing the changes that are going to take place before the advent of Emma. So, Dr. Levy, you said that there is going to be a spread of oppression, and there's going to be widespread chaos. There's going to be intense divisions among people, different sects, and there's going to be a lot of despair, hopelessness. There's going to be a helplessness and mortality in the society. So you said you will give details on these topics one by one.
Yeah, a number of narrations, we have this concept of the earth is becoming full of oppression and full of injustice. And Imam Ali Salam, or a person or by the name of Mahdi or any, or a person after justice or a person who, we don't care for the name because this Mahdi in our religion or in our madhab, in school of thought, has different names in other religions. So I want to say that it is being said that this person or this savior, this promised savior, is coming to remove all these oppressions. And this is something that is known by all the Muslims almost, and specifically by the followers of the school of Ahlul Bayt, that the earth is going to be full of oppression and justice, and Imam al-Islam will come to save everyone from.
And I think this is not a concept that is limited to the Muslims only.
Yeah.
This is a concept.
The concept of Mahdi, you truly
savior,
said.
Savior. The concept of savior.
Savior, yeah. It's something that is widely accepted by different religions, and that you are very true. Mm-hmm. But I want to, I want to talk about the pervasive spread of oppression. I want to emphasize that this oppression is something that everyone has been actually tired of. It's something that, by this everyone that I'm talking about is not necessarily a Muslim.
Yeah.
This
the mankind
in general is tired of this oppression. So, but in Islam world, this is quite famous that we say that even in different schools of this different Islamic denominations, we have this hadith that says that the earth is full of injustice and oppression, that he will come to save everyone from this injustice. So the first factor that I have mentioned is something that is known by majority of Muslims, or I can say that all Muslims, and they are all waiting for such a person and for such a promised savior to come. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, with the hands or with the assistance of some the good people and good servants of his, will assist this Mahdi, and this Mahdi will come with the assistance of these people and will fill the world with justice and establishes his government in the way that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala desires, and in based on the divine teachings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and pure Muhammadan Islam.
Yeah. So after this point, you said that there's going to be widespread chaos.
Yeah.
So is this chaos going to be on the public level again? Because we were just talking about oppressive governments. And now the another point that you want to discuss is the chaos.
When we are talking about chaos and fitness or tribulations, it means that in the order of society, in the discipline of society, there are some changes. I mean, the changes that actually is bothering the nations, is bothering the societies. So this chaos actually, these sorts of chaos is spreading. I mean, this kind of chaos can be seen in different societies, in different nations. So it's not going to be limited again for one certain geographical limit or geographical area. That wherever you look at, I mean, you see, for example, in the north, in the south, in the east, in the west, you see these chaos and tribulations are there.
Yeah.
I mean, people are really, confused that which one is right, which one is wrong.
Yeah.
I mean, what to do? What is the situation? What are their duties to do here in this, in that situation. So that's why people actually attack each other. I mean, attacking a lot, not necessarily, a physical attack, but even sometimes, attacking but words. I mean,
verbal attacks.
Sometimes they are becoming merciless towards whoever is under them. So this chaos, removes the kind of respect that people usually have for elderly. Let's say, merciness that elderly have for the youngsters.
Yeah.
When you see that, for example, the elderly or the old ones, kill and behead the kids or commit genocide. Or even the youngsters do not respect for the elderly, even in some religion-based societies. So this is a fitna that we are, that the world is going to be afflicted with.
Yeah. So, unfortunately, these are so negative things that are probably going to happen. There's a potential possibility that these are going to take place before the advent of Imam. But inshallah, we pray for the reappearance of Imam, so that Imam comes and all this is changed, like all oppression on the earth is changed into justice, as we have in the narrations that he will fill the earth with justice as it was filled with injustice. Thank you, Dr. Alawi. That was all the time we had for today's episode. Thank you, dear listeners. You were listening to IRIB English Radio. Until another episode, wassalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.